they took me in, asked me where I had gotten hurt, if I, you know, hurt anywhere else. And I said, well, I kind of feel something on the top of my buttock. So later found out that a piece of shrapnel had just skimmed across, just broke the skin a little bit. But so they got me through, took me into one of the operating rooms, and set a camera up, had a TV screen on the wall, and they proceeded to take the piece of what turned out to be a metal screw out, which, you know, I was interested, so I watched it on the screen. I watched him extract it, and then after the doctor got it extracted, I asked him for it so I could have it. I wanted to make a necklace out of it, and so he gave it to me. And the next day, the I don't know what part of the police it was, but a couple of police officers came in to talk to me and inquired if I still had my clothes, which I did. And they took my jeans. Then they asked me if I had what they extracted, and I said, yes, I do. So they took that also. It was, I don't know, maybe about that long. Looked like it was, to me, it would almost look like it was not the end with the head on it, but the other end, just the threads on it. And I never got it back, unfortunately, but I understood they were using it to try and figure out what the bomb consisted of and stuff.